was a game of chances. I thought they were very good first 20 minutes, and we found it difficult to get close to them. They've got a lot of good footballers, and they're a team that are in real good form at the moment. But I thought after that period, I thought we were excellent. I thought we had a better chances, and if we put one of our chances away in that towards the end of that first half period, then I think it's a different story, and probably the one real bit of quality that they showed in that final third unfortunately got them the goal, and it was always going to be tough after that.
It was a strange half, that first half, Chris, because Norwich came out of the blocks very quickly. A couple of good saves by your keeper, but then the Albion really played well for about 20 minutes.
I thought we were good. As I say, 20 minutes, we found it difficult to get close to them. They're a team that's in good form, and they've got some real good footballers. And you know, they are a team that I think most fancied at the start of the season to go straight back up again. And if I look at their recruitment in the summer, then I think certainly that first 20 minutes showed that. But after that, I thought we were excellent. And back in the game, had good chances ourselves. And that's, for me, the difference between the result for them and, of course, the result for us. Just that one bit of quality by the lad Redmond coming on that turned the game.
And it was a bit of quality. It was quick, and it was a good finish as well, Chris.
It was a good finish because I think he still had a bit to do. I think once Redmond had got free, you know, I looked at our defensive positions, and I don't think we'd done too much wrong. But I was certainly delighted with the attitude afterwards, and we probed, made some changes, really went for it. The crowd were excellent, and the feeling at the moment is it's certainly not a game that we deserve to lose.
Let's talk about those changes. You were very positive, Chris. Craig McHale-Smith, Leon Best coming on, Anker Sengaluwalawa. Did you feel a point was there for the taking?
Yes, because we were playing well enough. I think sometimes if you're not playing well enough in that period, you still have to hold out, and you still have to try and grind something out. But I thought we were playing well enough in that period. I thought we were certainly working through the thirds well enough. But of course, in the end, it wasn't to be. And they had to defend very well, and they did that.
A couple of performances to talk about. Rowan Ince in the middle of the park, voted man of the match. They're a strong side in the middle of the field. Does that say much about Rowan's performance today?
Well, he's somebody that's certainly improved in my time here. Can play in a two or a three in the central midfield. He's trained really well, and I suppose in that specific role, you know, he is the one that we have at a club that can do that. But I think there's more to his game, and I hope he's a young lad that continues to develop.
Your skipper picked up a booking today. He misses the next two games now, Chris. How important is that?
It's almost a big blow. We of course lost Dunkey for that period. The good thing is, of course, Dunkey's now back. But the games are going to come thick and fast. We've got a couple of days to recover before we have a tough away game at Rotherham. And before today, I think when we looked at it, we had five games in just over a two-week period. So it's tough going. It's the same for everybody, and we'll need to dust ourselves down and go again.
You brought Mustafa Carriel down on loan. Were you tempted to give him a run out today, Chris?
Yes, I was, yeah. And I think probably because of the way that the game was going, and he's now done, I think, some three, 4 days training with us. And I just felt, just at that particular moment, the lads that are really sort of up to speed, I thought I needed in a game that was as tight as this one. But it was certainly... put himself in a position to get some opportunities in these forthcoming games.
Looking down at the bottom, Chris, I think Millwall the only winners down there. Rotherham have lost again. I think that's something like four defeats on the bounce for them. That's a critical game on Monday.
They're all big games, and we have six now, and I don't see them any different. And I said to the players before the game that I don't see Monday's game, you know, any more difficult or easier than this one today. So it'll be a tough game. It's away from home, but we've got a good result on our last game away from home, and we need to do the same again.
Final question, Chris. You mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you said Norwich's recruitment in the summer have been excellent. Is that something that's already on your mind, recruitment coming up this summer?
Yeah, I think it has to. I think you look ahead, but first and foremost, we have to secure our position in this league first. We have six games to be able to do that. I think we're confident that we will, but you know, there are a lot of teams around us and below us that will want to have something to say. And some of the results have gone well for us today, but we have six games, and until we're mathematically safe, then you know, you can't make firm decisions about next season.